starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Tripe soup, known as pasta in Greek and iskemb in Turkish, is made of bovine bellies and legs and is one of the best dishes for late-night hangovers. But the dish has reignited a historical dispute between Greece and Turkey after a Greek restaurant owner tried to register the soup with the United Nations cultural body, UNESCO. Dimitri Zarahas says he's compiled extensive and detailed documentation for the registration.
We submitted a massive and very detailed dossier in collaboration with the Cultural Center of Thessaloniki, Islahan, and with the invaluable assistance of Lena Oflidi, the author who has written the only book about tripe soup, who has a huge historical archive with the aim of safeguarding the know-how of tripe soup as intangible cultural heritage and registering it in the National Inventory of Greece's National Intangible Cultural Heritage.
Making the soup isn't easy. According to Greek chef Pantazis Kokomfris,
the know-how starts in the morning with the preparation of the cauldron. We put in the bellies and legs to boil so that we can later make the broth in the smaller pot, where we add bellies and legs again and let them boil. And we take the broth from here and pour it there to intensify.
Mr. Zarahas claims the history of Greek tripe soup can be traced back to the era of Homer, as the soup is mentioned in the epic, The Odyssey. But in the neighboring country of Turkey, his move has sparked outrage. Ali Tukman runs a restaurant specializing in the tripe soup.
Just like with baklava and many other things, the Greeks want to claim it as their own, but it will probably be difficult for them to claim something unique to us because it has been a staple in our culture for centuries. Tripe is something specific to Turks.
It's not the first time that the two countries have rivaled each other over the ownership of food. The two countries also have disputes over Turkish and Greek coffee, which are brewed in the same way, and yogurt. While the two countries are both NATO allies, they also have long disputes over territories. Mr. Turkmen believes the tripe soup belongs to Turkey, as does Murat Pajic, a tripe soup customer.
They can try to do this, to claim the soup as their own, but we definitely need to do something in return. We shouldn't allow it. I don't know exactly who's responsible, but measures need to be taken. Tripe soup is one of the dishes we should be promoting to the world.
Wing Huang, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.